Yowza, yowza, yowza. I'm pretty sure there's a basement in the White House, maybe a sub-basement, with a little room that's getting a lot of use these days. Someone is going in and sitting down, and they're attaching electrodes to their genitals and saying, "So, what do you know about the Times op-ed piece? Did you write it? Do you know who did?" And then the next person comes in. And they're going to find out who wrote it. But whoever wrote it, not only should they be fired, but they should be ridiculed. If the president is a few fries short of the Happy Meal, why would you write about it in the Times? Why wouldn't you tell the world? You're still going to have Pence as the president if Trump goes out. You're not going to lose. Oh, you would lose a Supreme Court justice nominee. But that's a small price to pay because he was nominated by a crazy person. If he is indeed crazy, as you are saying he is. We did not elect you to make sure that he stays on the rails. No, we elected somebody we wanted on the rails. And your stupid little op-ed piece has done nothing but muddy the waters and make things even more dangerous. Worthless, disgusting, gutless. That's what they are. It's all about the money. Don't ever believe that it's not. My God, I have never seen such corruption in both the Republican and the Democratic Party. It's all about who can pay who off and how much their party can make off of whatever deal they're putting together. Like this Colin Kaepernick thing. You know, they didn't do it because he's a great American. They did it because they can make money off of him. And he's going to take their money and use it to do whatever charitable work that he's been doing. It doesn't matter to me, one way or another on this one. But I'm just amused by the people who are, "I'm burning my Nikes. I'm going to burn them. I'm going to show it on Facebook." What are you proving? You've already given Nike your money, idiot. All you're proving is you're an idiot. And, you know, looking like a big person, a good American on Facebook. If you're really upset, you know what you can do? You can take a razor blade and cut that Nike logo off of it. Or you could mark it out with a black marker. It's not that hard. Think. It's just such knee-jerk nonsense. And we lost Burt Reynolds this week. The Bandit is gone. Great movie, Smokey and the Bandit, one of the classics, very funny, and you've got Jackie Gleason in it. Then you've got all the other great movies that Burt Reynolds did. Back in the 80s, he was the movie star. You couldn't, you know, throw a cat through a wall without seeing a Burt Reynolds movie. And now he, of course, is gone. Go back and look at some of his stuff, and you'll see. He was actually a good actor, but he never thought he was. He turned down the roles of Indiana Jones and James Bond and Han Solo because he didn't think he was a good enough actor. You want to see some acting? See Deliverance. That'll make you understand just who the hell Burt Reynolds was. He was doing some work in Burn Notice a couple of seasons. And, of course, he did that movie that was going to come out, I'm thinking, in about 2 weeks, about the last movie star. But he's gone. And there you go. Everything must pass, so to speak. And we've got nothing but craziness ahead of us. I'm telling you right now, it's just going to get crazier every day. Guess you say, "Oh, I can't believe it." And then the next day you go, "Oh, no, it's true." We got the pig out, the pork out, and freak out because we need to recharge our batteries for the madness that will await us next week. And it will. And we'll get through it because we're Americans. And that's what Americans do. They gotta. eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. We gonna do what they say can't be done. Wig out!